In Judaism, we follow a lunar calendar. But, however, we have a solar correction. Other religions, other cultures go purely lunar, like the Muslims. That's why Ramadan, let's say, could come out any time of the year, and it does. I think they prefer in the winter over the summer. But Judaism combines both the lunar and the solar. So we follow a lunar calendar. However, the Torah says Pesach has to be in the spring, Sukkot has to be in the fall, so I believe it's 7 times every 19 years, or a little less than 3 years, we have to add a leap year. And this is it. We're in the year of a leap year. It's Rosh Chodesh Adar Aleph. And instead of 2 weeks being Purim, we have to wait 6 weeks. So it seems to be, an apparent contradiction in terms of which is the main Adar, which is the Stam Adar. When we talk about Adar, is Adar Rishon the main one and Adar Sheni to throw in? Or is Adar Sheni the main one, or perhaps there is no main one? Because we find an apparent contradiction regarding different halachas in terms of that some apply during Adar Sheni and some imply that Adar Rishon Tiyakar. So there's a Gemara in the Darim, it talks about Shtaras. So it's a Machokas. So we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda. That's Tam Adar, Adar Rishon. That really, if you're getting, let's say you're writing a ksuva or a legal document, if you're in Adar Aleph, you could just write Adar, but if you're in Adar Sheni, you'd have to write Adar Sheni. So even though our minig is that I believe we write Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, but we see from the Gemara and the Dara Maker Adin that Stam Adar is Adar Rishon, implying Adar Rishon is the Iker. On the other hand, we know the famous Gemara in Megillah, Daf Vav and Zion, about when do we celebrate Purim? Do we celebrate Purim Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni? So that's something most people know. We celebrate Purim on Adar Sheni. We do have a concept of Purim Katan we'll get into. But we celebrate our Purim on Adar Sheni, Kriyas HaMegillah, Shalach Manas, etc. And even though the Gemara goes through that, we know regarding Purim Katan and Shushan Purim Katan, we have an Isser Hespit and Tainis. We don't do eulogies and Tainis. And wherever there's a discussion, the Rishonim, whether it's a Chi of Suda or not. But the bottom line is, it seems to be from the Gemara in Megillah, that Adar Sheni is the Iker. So which one is it? From the Gemara in the Darim, it's Mashma that Adar Rishon is the Iker. However, from the Gemara in Megillah, to the Gemara in the Darim, I think it's, like the Samech, Gimel around there, that it's Mashma Adar Rishon, and from here it's Mashma Adar Sheni. So how do we reconcile, or how do we paskin? So that's in my nafkamina. So the Levusha sheet is, he wants to say Adar Sheni is the Iker. The biggest raya is our Gemara and Megillah. We see that since we celebrate Purim and Adar Sheni, that shows Adar Sheni is the winner. Some say, others will argue, what kind of raya is that? The Gemara, that's the Vilna Gaon's kasha, who holds that they're both Adar. When we talk about Adar, Adar means Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, because the Gemara itself gives out svaras one over the other. Do we say Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs? And that's why I would have leaned the Megillah and Adar Rishon, or I go with, I want to be Masmek Gula Gula. So we happen to pass with Masmek Gula Gula. So we see, so maybe it's no Raya Adar Sheni is the Iker. It's just that based on this, there really, it could have been an either Adar. We just like the svaram of to be so magua gua over a mavirin ala mitzvahs. However, so, but the levush doesn't learn, the levush shum's adur sheni is the ikur. So what do you do about, writing shtaras? Why by shtaras we say stam ad adarishon, and that's an explicit gemara. So the levush and others would answer that, no, but why? It's true. We only write adar, because it's talking about when we makadish the chodesh api re'iya. Now we have a calendar, but back in the day when they said witnesses, you didn't find out till later on in the month. So of course, you always wrote adar because you never knew there was an adar sheni. But einachinami, adar sheni is the yikr. When we writing stam adar, that's more of a pragmatic thing. That's the way the Levush seems to learn. That's how we... The main Gemara is the Gemara Megillah with Shalach Manas. What about Stam Adar Rishon? That's because they were Makadesh Apiriyah, and therefore they didn't find out until later. But if they would have known, then Stam Adar would mean Adar Sheni. And then you'd have to write Adar Rishon, seemingly according to the Levush. And others point out that the famous Rav Chaim, that there seems to be an apparent stira in the Ramah. Because the Ramah, on one hand, seems to go with Adar Sheni the Yikr, and then another time he goes with Adar Rishon. Where does he go with Adar Rishon? So that's the Ramah regarding Yortzeit. Again, we'll get into Yortzeit also. Maybe Yortzeit is connected to Nedarim, as we'll see. But the Ramah Paskins may Iker Hadin that you observe Yortzeit in Adar. Let's say you only could do one, you would do Adar Rishon. He writes, V'yesh Machmiram, that's the Vilna Gaon sheet. He holds the Vilna Gaon sheet is B'torah Zvadai. You need to do everything Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. But the Yortzeit. But the Ramah Paskins, when it comes to a Yortzeit, we do Adar Rishon. So what's the problem? There's no problem except by another halacha regarding bar mitzvahs. The Ramah Paskins, you should get bar mitzvah in Adar Sheni. If you're born in a Stam Adar, you have to wait to Adar Sheni. So what's the reason? It seems to be in a stira. So the Rav says over, I think he says over B'Shem Rav Chaim, that really, no, there's no, it's not a din of Adar Rishon being Iker, Adar Sheni being the Iker. Either they're both equal. That's not the issue. The issue is it's a din of Yortzeit versus the din of bar mitzvah, rather a din of Adar Rishon versus Adar Sheni. In other words, why are we waiting to Adar Sheni? Because that's a din of bar mitzvah. That bar mitzvah is when you turn 13, so then you're bar mitzvah. So when you begin, basically the beginning of your 14th year. So the day before, let's say you're born in Vavad, Zayin Adar, so Vavad is the end of the year, then Zayin Adar is the beginning of the next year. So in order to become a Gadol, you have to begin your 14th year. So there, you have to have your 13 years completed. So here, because it's Adar Sheni, so maybe you have to wait to Adar Sheni because you're not sure, you want to make sure you have the Shanim working. So therefore, it's a technical, it's a bar mitzvah dik halacha, it's a din of being a Gadol. The definition of a gadol, we have to wait to Adar Sheni. Masha'inkin, when it comes to Yortzeit, it's a din of Yom HaMisa. We paskin, we do the Yortzeit of Yom HaMisa. So therefore, both are Yom HaMisa, Adar Aleph and Adar Beis. So therefore, you might as well do Zrizim Akdim and Lamitzvish. You might as well do it on Adar Rishon first. You know, if you want to be Machmir Adar Sheni also. So it comes out, according to Rama, there is no special halacha. Both dinim are on Adar Yortate Adar Rishon, and by mitzvah Adar Sheni. According to the way the Lavash and others learn, if Adar Sheni is the Iker, then maybe according to the Lavash, the Iker Yortate would be on Adar Sheni also. Because if you Yortate an Adar, and Adar Sheni is the Iker, so maybe he'd be Cholek on the Rama and others, that, you know, that could be the Nafkimir. But either way, that's the stira. We have the stira in Gemara. It's between, in Gemara Nedarim, Samach Gimel, versus the Gemara in Megillah. When the Gemara Nedarim Adar Rishon is the Iker, Adar Sheni is the Iker. So according to the Vishnu, really Adar Sheni is the Iker. And Adar Sheni is the Iker. And the effort, that's what we read in the Megillah. So what about Stamad? That's a pragmatic thing because of Makai Shalpi Ara'iya. According to the Rama, every din is different. If it's a din of bar mitzvah, it's a din of a gadol, so you have to beginning your 14th year, so it's a, then you have to wait for Adar Sheni. But if it's a din in your tight, and it's a Yom HaMisa, so therefore you go with the first one, and we see the Grashit is you do both, and the Nafkamina would be, let's say, according to the Rama, Meikar Adin it's Adar Rishon for Yortai, who would then, and you want to be Machmir to do Adar Sheni, who would get Kadima in terms of an Avel, in terms of, you know, davening for the Amud.